is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
That's how Rams fans feel right about now, just laughing maniacally as the Colorado State Rams find themselves in a great spot. At the AP Top 25, they're sitting at number 13. In the coaches poll, they're sitting at number 12. The 8-0 undefeated Colorado State Rams. Joining me now are Rams Hoops insider Steve Ivey, the Swole Cracker himself. Does a blog, does a podcast available at crackerscollegehoops.wordpress.com. Steve, my man, what can you say? We kind of saw this coming. We thought maybe they'd crack that top 15 after beating Washington over the weekend, and here we are.
Brady, it's a great day to be a Ram fan, I'll tell you. By the way, I'm about halfway between Rock Springs, Wyoming, and Rollins, Wyoming, returning from Las Vegas, where CSU had that tremendous win against Washington on Saturday. What a game it was.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, how's the drive? How's the drive been for you?
It has been absolutely sensational. I don't remember it ever being like this time of year in Wyoming. It's 40 degrees, partly sunny, very light traffic. What a beautiful day to be driving.
No, no doubt, my man. Well, you just be careful the rest of the way home. But this team, I tell you, that Washington win might be one of the more impressive wins of the season. I mean, here you are. You get Nick Clifford tossed out of that game. Isaiah Stevens is playing with foul trouble. Patrick Cartier is, you know, a week ago having trouble walking, and here he is again. Gritty, as Jay Norvell would say, Ram grit there. A gritty performance for Colorado State to be another really good basketball team.
Yeah, funny you should mention. I have my Ram Grit T-shirt on from the Grit Run that I do at Norvell's wife sponsors. It was an amazing thing. On my podcast, I kind of compared it to a baseball game where you're facing a fastball pitcher and you go down 0-2 real early. Nick Clifford getting tossed from the game after 6 minutes, and then Isaiah Stevens getting in foul trouble, picking up his third foul with 6 minutes to go in the first half. And that was two major strikes, and Washington's a very, very good team. And those last few minutes of the first half, it felt like the game could get away from them. But, boy, did they the guys came off the bench and really responded, not just, you know, the starters, the Cartiers and the Joel Scotts, but Joe Palmer and Kyan Evans, the freshman guard, came, and they filled in with some incredibly good minutes, kept contact in the first half. And then eventually CSU found traction, started hitting, you know, fouling off some tough 0-2 pitches. Next thing you know, they get a few singles. Next thing you know, Joel Scott in the last a little over a minute to go, hits that three-point bomb. I called it a three-run homer. That's Earl Weaver's favorite thing in a baseball game. And that was what gave them the impetus to put it over the top. And they finished out the last minute with some great defense and Josiah Strong scoring free throws and a layup. And it was just an unbelievable win. Very emotional win for the team, very emotional win for the fans, because, like I said, it didn't look real great toward the end of the first half.
No, it's just one of those wins, man. It shows you how tight-knit this team is. Coach Nico Medved gets his 100th as the head coach of the CSU Rams, so that was big. But, okay, Steve, so here we are. History's made. Highest rankings in program history. We're talking about Isaiah Stevens, perhaps one of, if not the best Colorado State Ram of all time. Are we witnessing the best Colorado State Rams basketball team ever?
Well, you know, given the numbers they're putting up, the highest ranking, highest ever in the net ranking by far, I think it's safe to say that right now they're tracking to be the best team of all time. You know, you look at the net ranking, Brady, you know, if they continued on this course, and it would be wonderful if they did, you know, there's still a lot of the season left, but if they continue along this course, they'll be a number two seed in the tournament. That is unbelievable. That's unheard of. So, yeah, they're tracking that way. So we're in a good place right now for sure.
Steve Ivey joining us. He's our CSU Rams hoops insider. What do you think the ceiling is? It's really hard to put predictions on college basketball because even the great teams, even those teams that you expect to be obviously dancing and in the Elite Eight and all that, we know upsets happen. We know crazy things happen once March Madness hits. It's a completely different season. But when you kind of look at it and put a ceiling up there, where do you go? Could Colorado State be one of the best 16 teams, one of the best 8 teams, one of the best 4 teams? Could they potentially be the best team in college basketball? I know it sounds crazy, but here we are, Steve. We're at this weird spot in life right now.
Yeah, Brady, I don't know. I'm just along for a fun ride. It's been great right now. How the rest of the season goes, I mean, we've seen what they could do, missing players with injuries, getting players tossed out of games, and they still seem to come together and find ways to win. But, you know, college basketball is a funny, funny game. Purdue got beat the other night. Everybody going, oh, they're easily the best team. They're back. They lost to a 16 seed last year in the first round. They lost already this year after everybody was raving about them. So that's the joy of college basketball, is so many things can happen, good and not so good. But right now, I'll tell you what, I'm ready to ride with this team, and I'm hoping they get a top seed because, you know, Salt Lake City's in play right now as one of the sites, and I would love to head out to Salt Lake City in March as a seeded team.
All right, the rest of the non-conference schedule, Steve, looks like this. Home against DU on Wednesday. Home against St. Mary's the following Saturday, or this Saturday. And then you've got the game against CSU Pueblo on the 17th. Loyola Marymount and Adams State, that's your non-conference schedule. Chances that the Rams run the table the rest of the way in the non-con?
I feel good about it. They're going to be favored in every one of those games, but DU's an in-state rival. They're going to come in and really want to play well and get visibility for their program. So that's going to be a tough game on Wednesday. Loyola Marymount is a tough road game in a few weeks. Good West Coast Conference team, projected, I think, to finish fourth in the West Coast Conference. They were good enough last year to beat Gonzaga on the road, but they're every bit as good this year. But the big one is St. Mary's, from what I see. St. Mary's is like a wounded animal right now, a very, very good a perennial NCAA tournament team. They've lost 5 games already. They're seeing their season kind of go in the tank in the non-conference. They were picked to win the West Coast Conference over Gonzaga this year, and they've already lost 5 games. They're going to come in and see this as a quad one win, and they're plenty good enough to come into Moby on Saturday. So that'll be that's absolutely the toughest game we'll see in the rest of the non-conference. That'll be an elite game.
All right, Steve, are you prepared? By January 1st, by the turn of the new year, will Colorado State still be undefeated before they take on New Mexico on Tuesday, January 2nd?
I would not rule against it right now. I'm feeling really, really good about their chances. I think it's better than 50%. So, yeah, I'm going to roll with that. And the great part is for that New Mexico game, you know, New Mexico they have one loss on their schedule, and they've got a lot of home games the rest of their non-conference. They're probably going to come in 12-1. They could be ranked as well, and you're going to see that opener in the Mountain West is going to be an absolutely elite game. So, both teams looking good. But, yeah, I lean towards CSU being undefeated when they face New Mexico to open the Mountain West schedule.
All right, my man, Steve, you drive carefully, make it home okay, and we'll look forward to, I haven't checked it out yet, I'll have to check out your blog and your latest podcast on Colorado State as well.
The podcast is awesome, I think. Brady, let me just finish with one thing. I talked to Joe Palmer after the CU game, and he said, "Hey, I like your podcast, but when are you going to say nice things about me?" And I promise you, I say nice things about Joe. I'm already positioning him for the Sixth Man of the Year award in the Mountain West. He's been phenomenal coming off the bench. So have a listen to the podcast when I talk about that. It's fun.
Yeah, it's easy to root for that guy, man. Headband or no headband, he's a tough nose player, man. I like watching him play.
Yeah, he's something else. So yeah, we're looking forward to the games this week. All I can say is right now, go Rams, and thanks for your support, Brady. I hope people start keep listening. realize you're providing the best coverage into an insight into what CSU basketball is doing this year. It's an exciting year, an exciting time, and let's keep this thing going together.
Let's keep it cooking, my friend. Steve, appreciate you as always, more than you know, my friend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You bet. Thanks, Brady.
All right, man. There's Steve Ivey. Says he's a good podcaster, man. It's the nuts and bolts of basketball. You want to really get that, not just the players, the wins, losses, that kind of thing. You know, I get pretty deep with basketball, but not like Steve. Not like Steve. I mean, he's got everything there. How about this one, Angel? Boise State just won the Mountain West Conference Championship, right? Their quarterback's gone. Talen Green has entered the transfer portal. He is going to enter the transfer portal, and wild. I mean, maybe he can find a better spot, I guess. I don't know. This is what we're seeing left and right. Ohio State's quarterback. Who else?
Oklahoma's quarterback.
Yeah.
Which is just wild to me. It's crazy.
Where are these guys hoping to go? Like Oklahoma's quarterback. Is he told he's not going to be the starter anymore or what?
I don't know. You don't want to play SEC ball.
I guess
I'll go to the ACC and make it a little better. Go 13-0 and miss the playoffs.
No, oh, there it is. There it is, Angel. There
Never
it is.
Left. I've just been trying to be humble about it.
Boise State's had a weird year, man. They fire their coach a month ago. They win with the interim coach. They hire him. Well, they hired him after. They win the championship, the Mountain West championship. They hire their interim coach to be the head coach. Now their quarterback has entered the transfer portal.
Who's left for the bowl game?
I don't know because, well, they got Ashton Jeanty. Jeanty? I think it's Jeanty. I should know his name. He's a ridiculous running back, but I always screw up his last name.
And they're playing UCLA?
Mm-hmm. That's in the LA Bowl?
Yes.
That could be a Is that game. The...
That's one of the new
night
ones.
Show host guy, Jimmy Kimmel Bowl?
I think so. At SoFi.
Yeah, Talen Green enters. So he wouldn't cross conference, would he? He wouldn't stay in the Mountain West, would he?
Probably not.
You're not going to enter. You're not going to leave
gonna
the
see
best
an
team.
Influx of guys to the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12. I think is trying to stock up, and if the Big 12 can pass up the ACC,
yeah,
there you go.
So here's what his letter said, Angel. So let me be clear. He is entering the transfer portal. He said at the end of his note, though, I am not closing the door on returning to Boise State. I have put a tremendous amount of faith into God and ensuring that I make the decision that is right for me moving forward.
Yeah, so these guys can put their name in the
right.
portal.
That's what Trey McBride did.
Right.
Trey
if
McBride did that.
They don't get enough offers or they don't find a place they want to go. They can say, all right, I think they have to do it within a certain time frame. But you can just say, oh, okay, I'm just going to go back to Boise State or wherever.
Right. So Trey McBride put his name in. You know, Mike Bobo was let go. They parted ways. And then, you know, I think both McBrides put it in there. And then Steve Addazio came in and kind of sold the McBrides a bill of goods that they could compete here and blah, 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 blah. And then they pulled their name out of it. So, yeah, it can happen.
It's dependent on if there's still a scholarship or a spot available.
But, man... This just puts the schools in such a tough spot, too.
Right. It's like, I have 7 scholarships up in the air right now. I can't really offer you
Do I fill it trying to find a quarterback, or are you coming back, and do I use those for other things? Because they lost their good wide receiver, too. He entered his name in the transfer portal. So I can't keep up. I cannot. It's hard to keep up with everything that's going on, man.
And there's no way for us to see this transfer portal. It's some ethereal database out there.
Like Matrix. I just picture the Matrix.
Numbers, ones and zeros.
Yeah, but there's players floating through it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. A big hub. It's not loading. The text is not loading. I said this take on X, there needs to be a one-limit transfer. They already are forced to sit out a year when they transfer. If not a grad transfer, they need to. Again, my whole thing on this is you really want to fix it, you can transfer once. That is it. Grad transfer, One-time transfer, first-time transfer, whatever. I just think you can transfer one time.
I'm not against the grad transfer.
So it's twice.
Like, okay, you fulfilled your 4 years, you got your scholarship, you got your degree, you can go play one more year.
But you can't, could you not play one more year if you just stayed, or do you have to transfer? Is that the, is that how that goes, or how does that go?
It's like, yeah, you have to transfer.
I don't know on that. If that's the case, then you shouldn't, if you're a grad transfer, they should just change the rules, you can stay where you are.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. You're getting into six-year eligibility guys, and oh, I had a red shirt my freshman year, yeah, and then I graduated in three, and then I played another 2 years.
I think you're right, though. You have to be, if you're a grad transfer, you have to transfer, don't you, essentially?
If that's your option.
What's going on out there?
Micah's building something.
There's ladders, and I walked in this morning, there's 47,000 mute buttons on the table, that and none of them work.
No, they're not plugged in. The lights work, but...
Well, our, like, there's, we no have function a, to them. A dump button when I'm coughing and hacking up a lung over here. I can get to it, but because of all these cords and the new mute buttons, I can't get to it fast enough.
See, I can handle lots of buttons back here.
Yeah.
When you're in the studio, It's just you and the microphone. You start throwing more buttons and things.
You got to stay, because you're already, you know, a lot of us have notes. I take a lot of notes. I have a lot of my sponsor stuff and information, and I have my computer pulled up so we can read the text line and get any kind of breaking news and stuff. And then you add anything else on top of that.
You got your phone, you got a clock, you got a water bottle.
I got the water bottle. That's hard enough, you know. It's a crazy, crazy world here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Want to shout out to Steamway Florida Ceiling, man. I love these guys. We talk about them all the time on this program. Great sponsor of ours. They've been doing it the right way for such a long time. And we couldn't do it without their business, without their support. And just everything that, you know, they are and who they are and what they do in this community, being locally owned and operated for so long. They got this 4,000-foot square foot showroom with tile, luxury vinyl, hardwood carpet, granite cabinets, and more. Check them out online. Give them a preview there. SteamwayFloridaCeiling.com. 12:41 the time. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.